Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include: efforts continue to rescue Canadians and their family members detained in China for their beliefs; recent Falun Gong events around the world; Turkey, Journey of Falun Dafa photo exhibit resonates in Eskişehir; France, Health Expo welcomes Falun Dafa, stands up to Chinese consulate's intimidation; I was tortured and humiliated for 3 years; and participants in the first 9-day Falun Dafa seminar in Israel gain insight and tranquility. Now for the stories. Efforts continue to rescue Canadians and their family members detained in China for their beliefs. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will travel to Asia later this month for the 2017 Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit and will meet there with China's leader Xi Jinping. Canadian practitioners and several government officials are asking Prime Minister Trudeau to take the opportunity to ask Xi Jinping to release Ms. Sun Qian, a Falun Gong practitioner who is being detained in China for her beliefs. Ms. Sun, the founder of a Beijing biotechnology company, is a Canadian citizen who started practicing Falun Gong in 2014. Beijing police arrested her on February 19, 2017, and she has been detained since then. She has committed no crime. She was arrested simply because she practices Falun Gong. She is a prisoner of conscience, persecuted for her religious beliefs. Sources in China report that Ms. Sun is being held at the first detention center in Beijing and has been tortured and mistreated at the hands of authorities there. Officials in Canada have been paying close attention to her situation. Member of Parliament Ted Falk said he thinks Prime Minister Trudeau should ask for Ms. Sun's release while at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. Falk said in an interview, "As Canadians, we believe strongly in freedom of religion, freedom of expression, and I think our Prime Minister, when he goes abroad to meetings like this, needs to confront the Chinese officials about situations where our citizens are being incarcerated." At least 12 family members of Canadian practitioners are detained in China for practicing Falun Gong. "The persecution of Falun Gong is something we as Canadians absolutely deplore, and we think that the Chinese government needs to release Falun Gong prisoners immediately and let them return to their homes," added Falk. Omar Al-Ghabra, a parliamentary secretary to the Minister of Foreign Affairs, specializes in consular affairs. He said the case of Ms. Sun is very important and that the Canadian government has consistently raised human rights issues with China.
Recent Falun Gong events around the world. All year long, Falun Gong practitioners around the world hold activities and participate in all kinds of community events, telling the public what Falun Gong really is and exposing the brutal persecution of this ancient self-improvement practice in its home country, China. Events have recently been held in France, Germany, Taiwan, and the U.S. France. October 17th is the annual World Day for Organ Donation and Transplantation, an effort initiated by the World Health Organization. That day, Falun Gong practitioners in Nantes, France, held an event to raise public awareness of the state-sanctioned organ harvesting in China. People not only signed the petition, but also took materials for their congressmen, planning to ask their lawmakers to take action and help stop the persecution. Germany. A similar event was held in Regensburg, Germany, on October 21st. People were horrified to learn about the state-sanctioned organ harvesting in China. Hilde Broad, who works at a local hospital, could not believe that in China, patients can obtain a matched organ in just a few weeks. "That is impossible if all the organs come from donations. Some patients in my hospital have to wait 5 or even 10 years for a liver or a pancreas. How can the Chinese doctors find 3 livers in just a few days? It is impossible unless there is a gigantic source of live organs." Taiwan. October is the height of the tourist season in Taipei, and waves of visitors from mainland China head for the famous local tourist spots. Everywhere they go, they run into Falun Gong practitioners and learn what this cultivation practice really is and how brutal the persecution in China is. The tourists from China were very supportive of what the practitioners were doing. USA. Practitioners from Texas participated in two peanut festivals last week, one in Whitesboro and the other in Aubrey. Quite a few people were glad to see Falun Gong because they had wanted to learn the exercises for a long time. Texas State Senator Craig Esty of the 30th District stopped by and learned about the persecution of Falun Gong in China.
Turkey. Journey of Falandafa photo exhibit resonates in Eskişehir. The Journey of Falandafa photo exhibit, which has been on display in 8 different provinces of Turkey since 2011, was recently shown in the college city of Eskişehir. The exhibit was held on October 19th through 21st, 2017, at Heijo Cafe, a popular spot for students and the public. During the 3-day exhibit, many people learned about Falun Dafa and the brutal persecution of the meditation practice by the communist regime in China. The municipal district head and his friend visited the exhibition and stayed for a long time. They were impressed by the photos and condemned the brutal persecution in China. They also expressed interest in learning the Falun Dafa exercises. A young student from the university said that she wanted to learn the exercises at the exhibit. She stayed in the cafe's exhibition hall for 2 hours and learned all 5 exercises. On the 3rd day of the exhibit, reporters from the IHA news agency came to interview practitioners and publish reports covering the exhibit and Falun Dafa in newspapers throughout the country. An article titled 5,000-Year Tradition of China was featured in the culture and arts section of most newspapers, including the Milliyet, one of the best-known newspapers in the country. Video of the interview was also published in social media. As a result, many people contacted the Falun Dafa practice group volunteers to learn more. Many people who visited the exhibition signed a petition by Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, calling for an end to the Chinese regime's killing of Falun Dafa practitioners for their organs as part of its persecution campaign.
France. Health Expo welcomes Falun Dafa, stands up to Chinese consulate's intimidation. The Falun Dafa group was invited to have a booth at the Salons Bio and Company Wellness and Organic Product Exhibition on October 27th through the 30th. Held in Strasbourg, France, this event features over 200 exhibitors and draws about 17,000 attendees. This was the second time the Falun Dafa group participated in the event, so when the Chinese consulate attempted to interfere, the organizer knew how to respond. Patrick Vio, presenter of the event, said that about a week before the expo, officials from the Chinese consulate in Strasbourg contacted the host, requesting a meeting to discuss Falun Dafa. They also told him that Falun Dafa is banned in China. Realizing that the officials were trying to pressure him to deny the Falun Dafa group's participation, he said to them, "You cannot tell me what to do and what not to do. We are in France, and we have our own thoughts and freedom." Viard told the Falun Dafa group that he understood that the Chinese Communist Party persecuted the group because the number of practitioners in China exceeded that of the Communist Party members. He said, in China, people are put in prisons for having different opinions. This is unacceptable. What the Chinese consulate did is intimidation, he added. I will not give in to them. I support Falun Dafa. At the exhibition, practitioners were assigned a place close to the entrance with a large space to demonstrate the exercises and offer free instruction. A photo of a group performing the Falun Dafa exercises was also included in the event brochure. One woman said she wished she had learned about Falun Dafa earlier. She said, "Some of my friends have pain from head to toe. They need this ancient wisdom."
I was tortured and humiliated for 3 years. A teacher in northwestern China was subjected to many forms of torture and humiliation in a detention center and prison for 3 years, all because of her belief in Falun Dafa. The following is a personal account by Ms. Liu Yuqin, a high school teacher in Gansu province. She said, "I started practicing Falun Dafa in April 1998 with the hope to treat my illnesses, including heart disease, hepatitis B, brain neurasthenia, insomnia, migraines, and gastritis. A few months later, all the illnesses were gone. I couldn't believe my eyes when I got the hospital's hepatitis exam report that showed negative for every test. I cried out of joy and gratitude. Things changed, however, after the Chinese Communist Party started persecuting Falun Dafa practitioners. Police came to my office on May 15, 2009. They tricked me into going with them to their office. That started my nightmare of 3 years of torture. The police ransacked my home, then bound me to a chair at the police station and interrogated me for the entire night. I was then transferred to a detention center the next day. The police cuffed my hands behind my back and squeezed me into a tiny car. I couldn't breathe and started crying out in pain. An officer beat and kicked me and said, 'Let's see if you die.' I started a 9-day hunger strike in protest. The guards tortured and cursed at me. I was transferred to another detention center in July 2009. The guards there ordered the inmates, including murderers and drug addicts, to torture me. I was frequently beaten and verbally abused. I lost consciousness due to the severe torture and woke up several months later, on April 25, 2010. The authorities sentenced me to a 3-year prison term for possessing Falun Dafa materials. I was taken to Gansu Women's Prison on May 18, 2010. The guards there forced practitioners to write thought reports denouncing Falun Dafa. I was not allowed to use the bathroom or sleep for 3 days. The prison has a special section for Falun Dafa practitioners where inmates were made to physically torture the practitioners. They didn't allow practitioners to look at other people, talk to others, or walk alone. If a practitioner didn't follow their orders, they took the practitioner to a corner for further abuse until the practitioner complied. I lost a lot of weight due to the torture. My illnesses, which had disappeared after I started practicing Falun Dafa, returned. I had a heart attack. My pulse dropped to 42 beats per minute. Afraid that I might die, the prison released me on February 20th, 2012.
Participants of the first 9-day Falun Dafa seminar in Israel gain insight and tranquility. A 9-day Falun Dafa seminar featuring the original video lecture series of the founder of the practice, Master Li Honger, was held in Israel for the first time in Tel Aviv. Israeli practitioners held the seminar in the same manner as Master Li's seminars given throughout China from 1992 to 1994, in which he taught the spiritual principles of Falun Dafa and the exercises. Each day, one lecture was screened, following by exercise instruction using Master Li's demonstration video and the help of veteran practitioners. Maggie came to the seminar with her husband, Dorn. She and Dorn had practiced Falun Dafa in the past, but stopped 6 years ago. She said, "About 8 or 9 years ago, I was introduced to Falun Dafa and even practiced it. I heard about the seminar and thought it would be a great opportunity to return to it because it really suits me. You get profound explanations, and the more you learn, the more you understand things about the universe, about yourself, and about human nature." After the first 2 days of the seminar, I checked my blood sugar level. Recently, my levels have been high. I have not been watching my diet, so I was very surprised to see that my blood sugar level had dropped significantly. She attributed it to the deep tranquility she was about to reach during the seminar. Her husband added, "These were 9 really fascinating days, a very empowering experience. It feels great to be back." Another participant was also returning to the practice after learning Dafa a few years ago. "I would like to walk this path again and assimilate to its principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance." She added that Falun Dafa helped her overcome many things, including anxiety and fear. When you hold on to things, it makes it difficult to find inner peace, which I feel I have had more of since taking this seminar. She said the seminar also helped her overcome fear of death. She explained, every exercise strengthens one's sense of morality, one's ability to be introspective, and one's attention span. The lectures are still on my mind. Leah said that she had received a Falun Dafa flyer 12 years ago and has kept it ever since. I was drawn to the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and I knew I was part of it, she said. Master Lee's lecture had an impact on the veteran practitioners in attendance as well. One said, watching the lectures on video together was simply amazing. We were constantly experiencing new insights. I did not want it to end. It was simply fantastic.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.